Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires takes first base on ball four. Sissel moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Berg scores. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Watwood now playing center field. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Earnshaw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Watwood goes all the way around to score. Hunfield moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive towards the mound. Earnshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran is hit by the pitch. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate pinch hits for Johnny Watwood. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Tate now playing right field. Carl Reynolds now playing center field. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Earnshaw. Berg goes all the way around to score. Faber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Faber scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bill Shores now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buck Krause pinch hits for Mo Berg. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is hit by the pitch. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt French pinch hits for Bill Shores. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Boley, who tags Shires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-4 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Com moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds scores. Com moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Homer Summa pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Boley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to third. Summa moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Boley scores. Summa moves to third. Bishop moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa scores. Bishop scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.